Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. I apologize for the skip yesterday. Birthday celebrations took longer than expected. It's already late, so I'm going to do my best to cram all the news of this double-decker episode in here with minimal commentary. I can be concise, I swear. Let's get to it. Thursday's unemployment numbers rolled in for another 2.1 million UI filings, bringing the official total to 40 million, though we've already discussed how that only accounts for about half the real total. It also doesn't include the 8 million who claimed pandemic unemployment assistance. While the weekly numbers are dropping, let me remind you, this is still three times higher than the worst seen in the Great Recession, and we're seeing more people who were furloughed find out that they are now let go permanently, as businesses who have been waiting for the right moment decide to spring the news. In better news, we have a lot of action on the Humanity Forward front. Congressional candidate for Indiana's 5th, Jennifer Christie, took the HF pledge to work toward UBI and a human-centered economy. Her policy page now includes support for UBI, though no specific plan, along with single-payer, Medicare for All, education for all, climate change, and a lot of other policies that generally look something like Bernie's core policies plus UBI, but no federal jobs guarantee. You can check out her website below. Furthermore, Humanity Forward has also officially endorsed Jen Perelman for Congress in Florida and Russ Cirincione for Congress in New Jersey. We mentioned both of these candidates just the other day, so hopefully you're familiar with them now. If you want to know more about Jen Perelman, John Munitz recently interviewed her. But we have even better news than that. In a recent interview, Yang mentioned that members of Congress have been reaching out to him to ask how they can avoid him endorsing their opponent. This is huge. The Yang Gang has gone from being laughed at to now being feared by those in power. They see how we took Yang from political nobody to prominent voice on the national stage. They see what we're doing for Mike Breuer and other candidates, and they don't want none of it, gang. And Andrew said he tells them straight up, if you don't want me endorsing your opponent, step one is to endorse basic income. We are giving him the power to make those demands of the establishment, gang. We're officially influencing the bigwigs and national policy. Keep up the pressure. We have a couple candidates running as delegates in the Yang Gang today who are asking for support. Jeffrey Mead Curtzon wants to be a delegate for Yang in New York City District 7, and Antonio is running as a delegate for Biden in California's District 18 to attempt to inject Yang's progressive ideals into that campaign. If you live anywhere around those areas, follow the links below to see how you can help. Mike Breuer is looking for volunteers still and offering valuable political experience through his fellowship program. If you're at home and have time to spare, put it to good use liberating Congress while bulking up your resume by applying at the link below. Moreover, Mike has a new ally in the fight against Mitch. A Republican super PAC, the Lincoln Project, is campaigning against Trump and McConnell, and they produced a really quality slam ad on McConnell, calling out how he's enriched himself in office while neglecting his home state, which is very near the bottom in many quality of life rankings. Check it out in the links. It's pretty great. Good news for Wisconsin. The state has decided to mail every registered voter an absentee ballot request form. Furthermore, those who are not registered will be sent postcards with details on how to register. Look at you, Wisconsin, stepping up your democracy game. You go, girl! It seems to me that the mainstream media is getting accustomed to reporting on Yang and on an increasingly broad range of topics. His thoughts on the four-day work week turned into articles in a number of media sources, including Fox News, who agreed with him on the intelligence of the idea. Again, another sign that we're slowly gaining the ear of the establishment, which means that we can start to influence real change. Yang also wrote his own USA Today op-ed on the economic crisis and UBI as the solution. It touches briefly on the state of the economy and the likely path of recovery, the need for UBI, etc. It's nothing new to those who follow the podcast, but it's in the links if you're interested. Psychologist Gene Twinge visited Yang Speaks to discuss mental health, particularly to do with virtual devices. Then, internet architect Jaron Lanier came on to talk data rights and the socialist dynamic of free internet services and how that tends to lead to bad outcomes, and why he'd prefer to go with a capitalist system. As well, it's been announced that Rutger Bregman will be the next guest up to talk UBI and human nature. Should be a good one. If you haven't seen Bregman's TED Talk on poverty, definitely YouTube it. If you need more Mike in your life, he did an interview on the Polarity podcast, which you can catch in the links. John Munitz set up a peculiar event on his own podcast, Hill of Roses. He set up a debate between prolific UBI advocates, Carl Witterquist, and Alex Howlett, with Alex assuming the role of UBI skeptic. Pretty bizarre to see Alex argue against a UBI after all the time I've seen him arguing for it. And let's just say, I'm glad he's on our side because he's a very good speaker and very convincing. If you want to understand how UBI could be deficit funded without ill effect, check out Howlett's YouTube series of UBI classes. I learned a lot from what little time I had to listen to them. And finally, Yang tweeted out that one of the reasons things are so bleak right now is a lack of accountability, whether it be for politicians, CEOs, criminals, cops, or anyone else. We have rioting going on in Minneapolis with dozens of buildings being burnt to the ground, including, just tonight, a police precinct, because the cops there are murdering people with impunity. We have CEOs taking multi-million dollar bonuses just before their companies go bankrupt in some sort of bizarro performance-based compensation package. They do it just before because it's illegal to do it during bankruptcy proceedings, by the way. We've got politicians taking bribes, committing crimes, ignoring the will of the people, or even pandemics, to serve their own interests while tens of thousands suffer and die, and the politicians suffer no consequences except to get richer. When there's no accountability, it's not just a perversion of justice, it perverts incentives. It encourages behavior that is bad for society. It feeds on itself, producing increasingly disastrous results. And the longer we, as a people, let it go on, the harder it becomes to fix it. We cannot afford to wait. It's time to act. Dang it, there I go editorializing again. I almost made it. That'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out congressional candidates Jennifer Christie, Jen Perelman, and Russ Cirincione, as well as delegate candidates Jeffrey and Antonio. Keep putting the fear of God into the hearts of Congress. Get some political experience on your resume with Mike. Watch the Lincoln Project's ad. Visit bailoutthepeople.com and take action. Call the Congressional Switchboard to send the most effective message you can to your representatives. Help recruit burners and others to the cause and get everyone to sign the petition and join the UBI movement. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters, but particularly 5 calls a day, using the ResistBot or Income Movement as easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.